takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
the makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I think the thing we noticed about them when they were small was the rapidity with which they seemed to put off one charm and take on another. Some call it growing up, but it just seemed to us that at night we'd put them to bed and think they were little babies, and in the morning they'd wake up entirely different. I tried to do something to reflect that series of changes. Swiftly the changes come. Each day sees some lost beauty blown away and some new touch of lovely grace come into life to take its place. The little babe that once we had one morning woke a roguish lad. The babe that we had put to bed out of our arms and lives had fled. Frocks vanished from our castle then, there to be worn or seen again. And in his knickerbocker pride he boasted pockets at each side. He stored them deep with various things, stones, tops and jacks and colored strings. Then for a time we claimed the joy of calling him our little boy. Brief was the reign of such a spell. One morning sounded out a bell. With tears I saw her brown eyes swim and knew that bell was calling him. Time, the harsh master of us all, was bidding him to heed his call. This shadow fell across life's pool. Our boy was on his way to school. Our little boy. And still we dreamed for such a little boy he seemed. But yesterday, with eyes aglow like one who has just come to know some great and unexpected bliss, he bounded in, announcing this, "Oh, Dad, oh, Ma, say, what do you think? This year, we're going to write with ink." Here was a change I'd not foreseen, another step from what had been. I paused a little while to think about this older age of ink. What follows this great step? Thought I, what next shall come as time goes by? And something said, "His pathway leads unto that day he'll write with deeds."
To have, to hold, to live for just a moment in ecstasy, and then to be forgotten. To laugh at life and learn to sing a love song, a melody that's soon to be forgotten. When love is ended, to cry, but when your heart is mended, to love again. A night of bliss, but when the dawn is breaking, a memory that's soon to be forgotten.
In the five great dairy states of the country, the Land O'Lakes organization has a distinguished reputation. There are 100,000 farmers who speak of it with pride and with affection. It is their company. Their own dreams come true. Every day of the week, these farmers take to one of 500 conveniently located creameries their sweet cream to be churned while it is still sweet. They're deeply interested as owners of their own particular creamery. They're interested vitally in its work and in its success. They insist that Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter shall be of the nation's best. I think it is really something worth noting that 100,000 American farmers have banded themselves together to set and to hold a high standard both for their company and their product. This bit was asked for, and it was done some years ago for a young man who was afraid of himself, who approached every task that he had to do with timidity and felt that he wouldn't be able to do it. How do you tackle your work each day? Are you scared of the job you find? Do you grapple the task that comes your way with a confident, easy mind? Do you stand right up to the work ahead or fearfully pause to view it? Do you start to toil with a sense of dread or feel that you're going to do it? You can do as much as you think you can, but you'll never accomplish more. If you're afraid of yourself, young man, there's little for you in store, for failure comes from the inside first. It's there if we only knew it, and you can win though you face the worst if you feel that you're going to do it. Success? It is found in the soul of you and not in the realm of luck. The world will furnish the work to do, but you must provide the pluck. You can do whatever you think you can. It's all in the way you view it. It's all in the start that you make, young man. You must feel that you're going to do it. How do you tackle your work each day with confidence, clear or dread? What to yourself do you stop and say when a new task lies ahead? What is the thought that is in your mind? Is fear ever running through it? If so, just tackle the next you find by thinking you're going to do it.
When you're blue and kinda lonely too, you'll find a smile will go a long, long way. Though you're down, don't sit around and frown. A little smile will go a long, long way. Never grieve, just try and make believe. The sky is blue, although you know it's gray. Don't you pine, it's just a waste of time. You'll find a smile will go a long, long way. When you're blue and kinda lonely too, you'll find a smile will go a long, long way. Though you're down, don't sit around and frown. A little smile will go a long, long way. Never grieve, just try and make believe. The sky is blue, although you know it's gray. Don't you pine, it's just a waste of time. You'll find a smile will go a long, long way.
Hey, Mom, can I have some bread and butter and jam?
Mothers, I imagine you hear that expression quite often from your youngsters these days. And say, I can remember when I was a kid, I used to get my share of bread and jam, and I imagine you did too. And when those kids come filing into the house for their between-meal snack, just remember this, will you? That bread and butter and fresh strawberry jam will taste just heaps and heaps better if you always use Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Oh, yes, there's a mighty big difference in the taste. You see, only fresh sweet cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lakes. It's so fresh tasting, even in the hottest weather. That's why discriminating housewives prefer Land O'Lakes over any other butter. Try it next time And once you do, you'll use it always. And those youngsters will appreciate it, too. And it's so good for them. Just ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package. It's your guarantee of really fine quality butter.
'Twas just a garden in the rain, close to a little leafy lane, a touch of color neath skies of gray. The raindrops kiss the flower beds, the blossoms raise their thirsty heads, a perfume thank you they seem to say. Surely here was charm beyond compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. 'Twas just a garden in the rain, but then the sun came out again and set us happily on our way.
Thanks, Eddie Howard, for that garden in the rain. That gives me a chance to tell this story. Oh, she's one of those proud, highfalutin gals everybody knows, and I said to her one day, "Would you like to come out and see my gladiolas?" She looked down her nose at me and said, "I should like to see your gladiolae very much. And, lady, this is just an old-fashioned garden. Call them gladiolas. That's how Mother knew them. Never mind the Latin name. It's not half as pretty. Gladiolas. Everybody in the country grew them, thinking they were just the same to people in the city. Came an aunt to visit us one summertime, and she had a lot of wisdom and took every chance to share it. Tried to teach us children how to say gladiolae. Mother wouldn't learn it because she simply couldn't bear it. Call them gladiolas. That is what they'll always be to folks who really love them and whose nature is never hardened. People who remember to pronounce gladiolae maybe aren't familiar with the friendships of a garden.
From the land of the sky,
you have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, discriminating housewives always prefer the extra freshness, extra flavor goodness of Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. You'll like it too. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
Just four lines as an observation on feminine matters of choice. Why laugh at hats the women wear, although they may amuse? I think by far much funnier are the husbands women choose.